Unit 10, Conferences and Meetings. Before the meeting. 2. Meeting Agenda. Listen to the welcome speech and complete the following meeting agenda. A welcome speech. Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you all here for the 4th annual meeting of our sales agents in Asia. I know you are all busy, so I especially appreciate your taking time to take part in this meeting today. There are 16 participants here. First, Mr. Carl Allen, our sales manager, will make a few remarks. He will speak about the sales promotion for the coming year and the problems that some of us have had in the past year. After Mr. Allen's remarks, the meeting will be open for discussion from the rest of you. We hope that you will all take an active part in this meeting and air your views frankly. After the meeting, we will all go to the Rose Room of this hotel for dinner. Now, shall we begin the meeting? A welcome speech. Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you all here for the 4th annual meeting of our sales agents in Asia. I know you are all busy, so I especially appreciate your taking time to take part in this meeting today. There are 16 participants here. First, Mr. Carl Allen, our sales manager, will make a few remarks. He will speak about the sales promotion for the coming year and the problems that some of us have had in the past year. After Mr. Allen's remarks, the meeting will be open for discussion from the rest of you. We hope that you will all take an active part in this meeting and air your views frankly. After the meeting, we will all go to the Rose Room of this hotel for dinner. Now, shall we begin the meeting?
3. Business cards. Business cards are used in business interactions throughout the world. The ways they are used differ from country to country. Listen to the passage on using business cards in the United States and fill in the blanks. Your business card is a very important part of your professional communication. When you give it to someone, it says, "I care about our relationship and I want to keep in touch in the future." Only give out cards that are new and in perfect condition. At a business reception or in a business situation, cards are usually exchanged at the end of a conversation whenever business has been discussed. A junior executive should wait until a more senior executive asks for his or her card. If you want to give your card to someone, ask for his or her card first. Most people will then ask you for your card in return. When you are at a business meeting away from your office, cards may be exchanged at the beginning or at the end. If you are giving a presentation, feel free to give out your cards in the beginning to those in attendance so they will know your name and title. If you are at a social dinner, cards should not be exchanged during the meal. In fact, people generally avoid talking about business altogether during dinner. Don't pass your cards out freely. Be careful about whom you give your cards to so that people will value your card and the relationship it represents. Your goal is to get people to remember you and save your card. Do that by using both hands. Your business card is a very important part of your professional communication. When you give it to someone, it says, "I care about our relationship and I want to keep in touch in the future." Only give out cards that are new and in perfect condition. At a business reception or in a business situation, cards are usually exchanged at the end of a conversation whenever business has been discussed. A junior executive should wait until a more senior executive asks for his or her card. If you want to give your card to someone, ask for his or her card first. Most people will then ask you for your card in return. When you are at a business meeting away from your office, cards may be exchanged at the beginning or at the end. If you are giving a presentation, feel free to give out your cards in the beginning to those in attendance so they will know your name and title. If you are at a social dinner, cards should not be exchanged during the meal. In fact, people generally avoid talking about business altogether during dinner. Don't pass your cards out freely. Be careful about whom you give your cards to so that people will value your card and the relationship it represents. Your goal is to get people to remember you and save your card. Do that by using both hands.
5. The Great Thief. Read the passage and do the exercises. There once was a man who went to a computer equipment trade show. Each day as he entered, the man told the guard at the door, "I'm a great thief, famous for my remarkable shoplifting achievements. Be forewarned, for this trade show shall not escape." This speech disturbed the guard greatly, for there was millions of dollars of computer equipment inside. He double-checked every corner of the exhibition area. Detection cameras were installed where he suspected the soon-to-be thief might get his hands on the exhibits. He watched the man carefully. But the man merely wandered from booth to booth, striking up conversations with the demonstrators and suppliers of the newly designed computer products, picking up brochures here and there and humming quietly to himself. When the man was about to leave, the guard took him aside and searched his clothes from head to heel, but nothing was to be found. On the next day of the trade show, the man returned and chided the guard for his rude behavior, saying, "I escaped with a vast amount of booty yesterday, but today will be even better." So the guard watched the man ever more closely, but his efforts were in vain. He never caught the man stealing red-handed, which, however, worried him all the more. As the trade show was nearly over, the guard's anxiety increased. Yet the man continued to remind him of theft and get away with his so-called stealing undisclosed. On the final day of the trade show, the guard could restrain his curiosity no longer. "Sir Thief," he said, "I am so confused, I cannot live in peace. Please enlighten me. What is it that you are stealing from the trade show?" The man smiled. "I am stealing ideas," he said.
7. Read me. Read the poem about the meeting. The meeting. Silent screaming, words streaming, lips moving, nothing proving. Endless chatter, empty matter, heart not beating, death by meeting.
In the meeting. 2. Announcement. Listen to the announcement and fill in the blanks to complete the notes. It was announced on the 11th of December, 2009, by the Oriental Importing and Exporting Corporation that a board meeting will be held. It will start at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, the 16th of December, 2009. The meeting will be chaired by John Kevin in room 102, Complex Building. It was announced on the 11th of December, 2009, by the Oriental Importing and Exporting Corporation that a board meeting will be held. It will start at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, the 16th of December, 2009. The meeting will be chaired by John Kevin in room 102, Complex Building. 3. Seconding a motion. Listen to the conversation at a meeting. Answer the questions.
Mr. Chairperson, I have a motion. I move that the minutes of every meeting be mailed to every executive member as soon as they are ready.
All right, Sue. We have a motion on the floor. Is there a second? Yes, Jenny. Your hand went up.
I second that motion.
Good. The motion has been seconded. Now, is there any discussion? Yes, Jenny, do you want to amend the motion?
That's just a waste of money. I get enough junk mail as it is. I move to amend the motion to read, "We send the minutes only to those who ask for a copy."
All right. We have a motion on the floor to amend the motion now being discussed. Is there a motion to second the motion to amend?
I second that.
Okay. Is there any discussion on the motion to amend? If there's no more discussion, I'm going to call the question. All right. Let's have a show of hands on this one. All those in favor, raise your hands. Are there any opposed? I don't see any opposed. Are there any abstentions? I see 4 hands.
Yes, I count 4.
Then the vote is unanimous with 4 abstentions. The motion to amend the original motion is carried.
Mr. Chairperson, I have a motion. I move that the minutes of every meeting be mailed to every executive member as soon as they are ready.
All right, Sue. We have a motion on the floor. Is there a second? Yes, Jenny. Your hand went up.
I second that motion.
Good. The motion has been seconded. Now, is there any discussion? Yes, Jenny, do you want to amend the motion?
That's just a waste of money. I get enough junk mail as it is. I move to amend the motion to read, "We send the minutes only to those who ask for a copy."
All right. We have a motion on the floor to amend the motion now being discussed. Is there a motion to second the motion to amend?
I second that.
Okay. Is there any discussion on the motion to amend? If there's no more discussion, I'm going to call the question. All right. Let's have a show of hands on this one. All those in favor, raise your hands. Are there any opposed? I don't see any opposed. Are there any abstentions? I see 4 hands.
Yes, I count 4.
Then the vote is unanimous with 4 abstentions. The motion to amend the original motion is carried. 5. The Oriental College Minutes. Read the minutes and do the exercises.
The Oriental College. Meeting scheduled for Friday the 15th, 2009, at 8:30 a.m. Building 2, Room 202, Conference Room. Minutes. The meeting was called to order at 8:30 a.m. with the following members present: Dr. Janet Filcher, Dr. Jan Smith, Dr. Diane Scott, Dr. Julie Brown, Dr. Kathy Johnson, and Dr. Joyce Nicholas. The absent member was Dr. Stephen Phillip. Guests of the meeting were Dr. Joe Peters and Ms. Anne Black. 1. Approval of the January the 14th, 2009 minutes. Dr. Scott suggested changing Dr. White to Ms. White in the new business section of the minutes. Dr. Brown moved to approve the minutes with the listed change, and Dr. Johnson seconded the motion. The motion passed unanimously. 2. Announcements. President Pilcher. Annual Spring Gathering. Discuss goals, priorities, planning. Dr. Pilcher amended college goals and established 2008 to 2009 priorities. Dr. Pilcher presented a draft. The draft was divided into 3 sections: student enrollment, faculty productivity, and continuing education and grants. 3. Old business. The Travel Fund Match Program applications were reviewed. There were 20 people, with 19 meeting the requirements and 1 not. 4. Open Forum. Dr. Smith asked that recommendations for the chair-elect be submitted at the March meeting. 5. Adjournment. The meeting adjourned at 11:30 a.m.
Vocabulary. New words.
Conference.
Global.
Forum.
Petroleum.
Congress.
Economic.
Leader.
Expo.
Agenda.
Participant.
Activity.
Annual.
Remark.
Discussion.
Active.
Whenever.
Junior.
Executive.
Attendance.
Generally.
Altogether.
Represent.
Pre-registration.
Location.
Badge.
Decoration.
Thief.
Equipment.
Trade.
Remarkable.
Shoplifting.
Achievement.
Forewarn.
Exhibition.
Escape.
Disturb.
Detection.
Install.
Wander.
Booth.
Demonstrator.
Supplier.
Hum.
Aside.
Search.
Chide.
Vast.
Booty.
Undisclosed.
Restrain.
Enlighten.
Acceptance.
Faithfully.
Participate.
Pleased.
Assistance.
Venue.
Complex.
Import.
Export.
Board.
Amend.
Chairperson.
Junk.
Opposed.
Abstention.
Vote.
Unanimous.
Original.
Absent.
Priority.
Establish.
Draft.
Divide.
Enrollment.
Faculty.
Productivity.
Continue.
Requirement.
Recommendation.
Elect.
Adjournment.
Adjourn.
Proper nouns.
Asia.
Carl Allen.
Tony Marshall.
May Hunter.
John Kevin.
Janet Pilcher.
Diane Scott.
Joyce Nicholas.